Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All kinds of stuff on the plate to talk about, including a TSA experience. We will find out exactly what happened to a man who had a new Mac computer that he tried to get through the TSA checkpoint.
A laptop computer?
Yes, a laptop computer. We'll get into that. But first, your phone calls. Let's go to Matt in Illinois on the amp line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to your podcast on Friday Night Show, and you were talking about picking up women at bars and giving advice. And the reason I was listening to the podcast is because Friday after work, I went out with some buddies from work, and we went to a bar, so I was unable to listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a piece of advice that I felt would be interesting to put out there. So it happens that on Friday night, I met somebody at the bar, and without trying any of your pieces of advice that you gave or anything, I just was acting like myself.
Good advice.
And the bartender was actually, after my buddies had left after a couple of hours, I had about a half a beer left to go, so I was going to finish that up and go home. And then the bartender came out from behind the bar. She was getting off, and she sat down next to me, and we started to talk, and I had a couple more, and we want to go back and see her on Thursday night.
Hey, nice.
Didn't actually pick her up, but she gave me her schedule. She says, hey, come back Monday night. I work Monday night, and I can't do that. So she said, well, I work Thursday, and I work Friday.
So now, wait, are you sure she wasn't just giving you her schedule so you could come in and drink on the nights that she works?
Well, I don't drink that much, so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. You know, that you might find that with a stripper. It doesn't seem very likely for a bartender to
okay.
do that same trick.
Right. And you know, it wasn't, we were having a very interesting discussion, and she had to go home. She had a couple of dogs, and one of her dogs had died, and she was telling me about that, and I was telling her some of the experiences that I'd had with some of the animals, and, you know, I was just being honest, just being myself and talking with her about myself and letting her talk about herself. It seems to me that's just the way to go. You're not playing games that way.
I agree 100%.
I think that the call that sort of spurred the conversation was some guy who had a system mystery. I think was some word that was involved in it.
That was it. That's what you were doing, and they paid $5,000.
Yeah.
I can go out and be myself for free.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's much. It's a lot better because you don't have to remember anything. You don't have to play these games. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to be worried about being caught lying or anything like that. You just act natural. Be who you are.
You know, I hear you. And I think I think it makes a lot of sense. And it certainly sounds like the way to go. But you know, I think some guys do need some training when, you know, just getting into relationships, you know, getting the girl that they want, that kind of thing. I think they do need a little bit of advice on
especially
how to comport themselves.
Especially those who are introverted. I mean, if you go into a bar and you be yourself and you naturally yourself don't talk to people, then you would have to have someone approach you and strike up the conversation. And I think that's what a lot of these guys are looking for when they're looking for those hints and those tricks is, you know, they're looking to build up that courage to go up and actually ask that initial question. That's not to say that they wouldn't be themselves in the conversation, though if you never start the conversation, you won't have the chance to have them know who you are in the first place.
Well, that's true, I guess. If you're not going to be comfortable talking with people, you need to get comfortable talking to people.
That's right, Matt. If you're just a player, you're just naturally a player, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not a player. That's
just kidding you, man.
Any other thoughts tonight, Matt?
Well, there was one other thing on Friday night show that I heard that I just wanted to make a small correction on. Somebody called in talking about a 13th constellation, the zodiac.
Okay.
And that's just, he obviously doesn't understand how the zodiac works. The zodiac doesn't work by constellations per se. Each constellation rules a slice in the sky that is 30 degrees, and 12 slices of 30 degrees adds up to the circle that's 360 degrees.
There you go. Okay. More than you ever wanted to know. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Nick, not quite yet old enough to go into bars.
Not in this country.
But any comments on meeting women, out, being outgoing, approaching?
Not really. No. No. Not being somebody who can't really go to a bar on a regular basis, or it's difficult when you're under 21 to really go to a lot of venues where you tend to meet women. In a social setting, so not really.
I don't know if that's true. I think that school is probably a good place to meet women.
Yeah, I had a steady girlfriend throughout high school, so never really had any incentive to...
It's a good problem not to have.
So, no, I don't really have much to say on that.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, let's go to the blog world here. This is from michaelnegard.com. It's a story from the airport. On waking, I reach for my BlackBerry. It tells me what city I'm in. The hotel rooms offer no clues. Many doors into the same house from the size of my suitcase, I can recall the length of my stay, 1 or 2 days, the small bag, 3 or 4, the large. 2 bags means more than a week.
It sounds like a part of at a Fight Club.
Getting there is the worst part. Flying is an endless accumulation of indignities. Airlines learn their human factors from hospitals. I've adapted my routine to minimize hassles. Park in the same level of the same ramp. Check in at the less used kiosks in the transit level. Check my bag so I don't have to F around with the overhead bins. I'd rather dawdle at the carousel than drag the thing around the terminal anyway. Always the frequent flyer line at the security checkpoint. Sometimes there's an airline person at the entrance of that line to check my boarding pass. Sometimes not. In irritation, I'd rather it was always or never. Sometimes means I don't know if I need my boarding pass out or not. Same words to the TSA agent. Standard responses. Doing fine, whether I am or not. Same belt. It's gone through the metal detector every time. I don't need to take it off. Only today, something's different. Instead of my bags trundling through the X-ray machine, she stops the belt. Calls over another agent. Another agent flocks to the screen. A gabble. A conference. Some consternation. They pull my laptop, my new laptop, making its first trip with me, out of the flow of bags. One takes me aside to a partitioned cubicle. Another of the endless supply of TSA agents takes the rest of my bags to a different cubicle. No yellow brick road here, just a pair of yellow painted feet on the floor, and my flight is boarding. I'm made to understand that I should stand and wait. My laptop is on the table in front of me, just beyond reach, like I'm waiting to collect my personal effects after being paroled. I'm standing, watching my laptop on the table, listening to the security clucking just behind me. There's no drive, one says. And no ports on the back. It has a couple of lines where the drive should be, she continues. A younger agent joins the crew. I must now be occupying 10, perhaps 20% of the entire security force. At this checkpoint, anyway. There are 60 more at the other 5 checkpoints. The new arrival looks at the printouts from the X-ray, looks at my laptop sitting small and alone. He tells the others that it is a real laptop and not a device, that it has a solid-state drive instead of a hard disk. They don't know what he means. He tries again. Instead of a spinning disk, it keeps everything in flash memory. Still no good. Like the memory card in a digital camera, he points to the X-ray. Here, that's what it uses instead of a hard drive. The senior agent hasn't been trained for technological change. New products on the market? They haven't been TSA approved. Probably shouldn't be permitted. He requires me to open the device and run a program. I do, and despite his inclination, the lead agent decides to release me and my troublesome laptop. My flight is long gone now, so I head for the service center to get rebooked. Behind me, I hear the younger agent, perhaps not realizing that even the TSA must obey TSA rules, repeating himself. It's a MacBook Air. Now, this is the new laptop from Apple that's really expensive and sexy, and everybody's all aflutter over it in the tech world. But it doesn't have a CD or DVD drive. And that's what threw off the TSA agents. The fact that it didn't have a CD-ROM drive for them to identify it as a laptop with. And so they pulled over half the security force. And he missed his flight. More on the way.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerke, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-675-2217. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-675-2217. 1-800-675-2217.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you. Enjoy them at freetalklive.com.
March 12th through the 15th is the 56th annual running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. It's presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th, don't miss it, SebringRaceway.com.
800-259-9231. So the last story we were talking about was how the TSA freaked out
over one man's new Mac laptop, the MacBook Air, which is really light because it doesn't have a DVD drive in it. They've made it very slim. The form factor is very small, and it's probably very expensive. I don't honestly know. I haven't checked because I'm not interested in purchasing one. But when he went through the TSA checkpoint...
It also doesn't have a hard drive.
Correct.
It has a flash hard drive.
Right, right. Solid state drive. So, and that's kind of the future, I think, of hard drives, from what I understand. Because,
you know better than I.
Well, because the flash doesn't have moving parts. So your chance of a failed hard drive with one of these solid state drives is next to nothing, which is cool. So anyway, this MacBook thing, it looks a little differently from a normal laptop. So that set them off. The TSA is always on the lookout for things that are suspicious.
Haven't they seen the commercials with the cool song and where they pull the laptop out of the envelope and show just how small it is? I mean, these.
I don't know. I would imagine they watch TV.
I don't watch much TV, and I've managed to see this thing. Actually, well, I like the song, and I've noticed it from that.
Thank goodness, one of the TSA agents actually had some idea of what was going on.
He watches
somewhat,
TV.
Right. He was somewhat technical, and he came over and explained the situation to them. Can you imagine if all of them had just been completely in the dark, and then they started questioning the customer in this particular case, the individual? He would be trying to explain to them what it was, and they would probably just not believe him. What do you mean there's no DVD drive? What are you talking about? We've never seen a laptop like this.
Sorry, you can't have it.
How do we know this isn't the controller for a bomb that you've planted on the airplane? I mean, we've seen how suspicious these guys get. And it usually, actually, the last time we read a story similar to this, or one of the last times, it was another Apple product.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the mouse?
Yeah, like it was the Apple mouse.
They had some special mouse that, what was it? It didn't even have a button, right?
It didn't have a button. It was itself the button.
So, because the mouse didn't have a button, they thought it was some sort of a bomb device of some sort. And,
problem.
You know, somebody else missed their flight as a result of that. Just absolutely awful.
You know, and no big deal until you miss your flight, you know.
Right, and what can you do? You know, these people are in control. It's not like you can just go through the checkpoint and get on the plane. So, if you had an important meeting to get to, too bad. At least the guy got to keep his laptop. They didn't confiscate it or something like that. Anyway, this kind of ties into the next story I had here from CBS, CBS13.com in San Francisco. Police agencies from coast to coast are furious with a new website on the internet. RapeMyCop.com has the names of thousands of officers, and many believe it's putting them in danger. Now, I'd like to say that maybe they could expand this website to have a TSA component where you can rate the TSA as well. But actually, I tried going to the website just a few moments ago, and it is not working. So they may have already succeeded in taking this site offline, and this news story is fresh as of a couple of days ago. But anyway, cops are very upset. The vice president of the Latino Police Officers Association recently learned about the site, and he said, "I'd like to see it gone." Having a website like this out there puts a lot of law enforcement in danger.
Why?
It exposes us out there.
It seems like they probably have, I would assume, on a lot of police websites, they have the names of their officers.
I know here in Keene that you can get the entire roster.
And why is it so bad that people know officers' names?
Doesn't make sense to me. Who cares if they know where they live? Aren't they supposed to be our servants?
They don't give their home addresses.
Well, they're worried about that. Kevin Martin, the vice president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association, agrees. He says, will they be able to access our home addresses, home phone numbers, marital status, whether or not we have children? That's always a big concern for us. Now, remember, he's not saying they will. He's asking whether or not the site will offer those things.
I think the answer to that is no.
Creators of the site say no personal information will be on the site. They gathered officers' names, which are public information, from more than 450 police agencies nationwide. Some listings also have badge numbers along with the officers' names. Rebecca Castell says in a statement that the site helps people rate more than 130,000 officers by rating them on authority, fairness, and satisfaction. She adds, our website's purpose is to break the stereotype that people have that all cops are bad by having officers become responsible for their actions. Now, of course, the police aren't interested in responsibility, which is why they are opposing the website.
Right.
The site is so new that many Bay Area police agencies aren't even aware of it. San Francisco police say they have no connection with the site and would not take any of its comments seriously. Police associations that represent more than 100,000 police and sheriffs in California are now seeking legislation to see if they can eliminate the site altogether.
Well, we've seen how successful legislation is for the Internet. It's not very successful at all.
It's true.
I mean, you can gamble online. It's illegal to gamble in the United States online.
Yeah, they'll just move their servers to the Middle East or something like that where they can't be taken out by some court order. They say officers who are raided face unfair maligning without any opportunity to defend themselves. The CPCA will work with other law enforcement associations to pursue legislation to stop the website. However, the former police commissioner says eliminating the site is difficult. He says any kind of publication is protected as long as it's not publishing privileged information, he said.
There you go.
So that pesky First Amendment is getting in the way of the coppers again.
You know, and the other thing is they don't. We've seen how cops respond to complaints. They don't even like to let them happen. So here you go again. Is they're just trying to stifle a complaint before it comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Unfair maligning. Well, obviously, when you read feedback on a police officer, you're going to know that there's some people out there that are liable to write anything on the Internet. I think that anybody who's responsible who's reading this can make some assertions. But it's also a good idea to know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a quite possibly rogue cop, because the cops aren't very good at dealing with their own rogues.
Absolutely. And this is just information, and people should have access to it. And I don't know. I would love to go to the website to actually see exactly what it's like. But
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
As of when?
When?
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
Oh, really? And?
Well, you click on your state, and then you click on your town, and then it gives you a list of the officers in your town, and I didn't know any officers, so I didn't click any farther.
Okay, so you don't know if you can leave comments or anything like that?
That was my impression, is that you could leave a comment. I think I did click on an officer. I just picked one at random and that you could leave a comment there.
So then I don't see why the officers who are so concerned about not being able to respond, why couldn't they leave a comment on their own profile and say,
I don't see why not.
Look, I don't know who this guy is. He's just making a claim. I would think that people that actually have tickets, for instance, would be able to scan in their ticket to prove that they've interacted with the officer. But either way, it's just information on the Internet. People can say anything about you online, and it's high time these government people started to realize that. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The only way that we're going to have any kind of recourse against the government out there is information, whether that information is in the form of pictures or words on the Internet. And the Internet's going to really change the way we're governed.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we'll do a little translating of, as they call it, Leviathan speak. What does it mean when a bureaucrat actually speaks? What is he really saying? We will translate some of that for you and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can can even sit on the Sacroegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEGGY.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 340,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues, the fun stuff. You'll find it all free at freetalklive.com. By the way, bbs.freetalklive.com gets you right to the bulletin board system. Soviet-style central planning doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. We go to the phone calls. Christian anarchist Gene is on the line from Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Actually, I'm in Mississippi working on the election here. We got the northern Mississippi area. I've been putting out Ron Paul signs at voter precincts, and the election is about over, so I'm on my way to pick them up. And I've heard reports, and I don't know if they're accurate, but I've heard reports that some of the Republicans are crossing over to the Democratic side and voting in the Democratic primary because they're so scared down here that Obama might get the nomination. So I guess some Republicans are actually jumping ship and voting for Hillary just so that Obama won't get the nomination. Because
well, that can only be good for Ron.
Yeah, that doesn't do much good for Ron, does it? But
it would do some good, because likely the people that will jump ship are people that would vote for McCain.
Well,
and
that's true. It should skew the numbers, hopefully, because the Ron Paul people, they're all going to show up. You know, they're not going to.
Yeah, I would think so.
There's nothing going to keep them away from the polls. And they've been running out of Democratic ballots at the
wow.
lot of the polls.
Well, that's what Rush Limbaugh told them to do. So that's kind of the talking. I guess that's one of the instruction points that they've been fed from their masters.
So I never listened to Rush, so I didn't realize that that was the new talking point.
Well, I don't listen to Rush either. That's just what I heard through the grapevine.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, other than that, like I say, I'm going around picking up signs, and I was able to go into one of the polling agencies with my truck, my Ron Paul truck, which now has a 4x8 signs on the back of it. And they kicked me out of the parking lot because they said I couldn't be that close to the polling place with my truck. But the other thing I was going to discuss was the Internet, because you were talking about it, and I mentioned to you before that within a very short period of time, at least by the time our next election cycle rolls along, we're going to have an Internet that looks more like China's Internet. Now, you say it's easy to move things off, to move it off the continent, and that's easy enough to do. But what China does is they have a filtering system that keeps you from seeing certain things that are off of the continent. Mm-hmm. And I've seen regulation. I saw, I think it was Drudge the other night, there was a story about how some politician is trying to pass legislation to make it illegal to be anonymous on the Internet. So
yeah, I saw that.
So it's starting now. The control is coming. And the way they'll enforce it is actually pretty easy. The way the government always enforces things is they push it off on somebody else to do
it. Well, through the business owners. That's how they do it.
The ISPs will be required to keep all the logs and make sure that they know who you are and where you're posting and all that stuff. And the cost is going to be amazing because you have to store all that. In order for you to know who posted what, you have to be able to store it. And it's going to take so much storage that it's going to break most of the ISPs. The cost of the Internet's going to rise. You know, your $60 cable Internet access is going to go to $120. Mm. And, I mean, this is what we've got coming, and we didn't pay close. We weren't diligent enough. I think sometimes the American people deserve what they're getting because they just don't care.
Well, they do say that you get the government you deserve, and I hope you're wrong this time, Gene. Thank you for the call tonight, 1-800-259-9231. But all indicators do show that he's probably right. I mean, that seems the direction they want to take things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the politicians hate the idea that there would be unfettered access to all kinds of information out there on the Internet, and I can see that they're going to try to do something about it. And it's going to be cloaked in the, name of terrorism. My God, terrorists could be out there posting on the Internet, communicating with each other, planning our imminent demise, people. We have to crack down. And
yeah,
they won't tell you to cost more.
The government's very slow at everything, so I think works to our advantage because technology moves a lot faster than any state can really move.
Yeah, but at this point, they've known for quite some time. I mean, Ian's been saying on the show, I think since we've been syndicated in 2004, maybe since the show started in 2002, that the Internet's going to change everything for liberty. And at some point, a politician, maybe through the show or maybe in some other way, they figured it out, too. So I think that they've already started, and it can take them a few years to do things, but I think they could do
They both. Definitely feel the heat.
Yeah, but by the time they get the systems in place, who knows if what the system they were planning is even going to be relevant anymore, depending on how you change the way data is shared. And
that's true, but if you target the hubs, if you target the Internet service providers, they're going to bend and break. I mean, it won't take a lot of effort for the government to scare these guys. I mean, they're the people. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like the Internet guys, the techies out there, are anti-freedom. They're very freedom-oriented. They're probably going to do whatever they can to fight this and work against it. But at the same time, business owners don't want to lose their business, and we all know that the government's very good at leveraging against business owners to get them to follow whatever new absurd rules they want to implement. So I wish that if more business owners were disobedient and just said, no, that's okay, we're not going to put those controls on for our users, then it might work. Then
the Internet's
might be able to
the only place that would do something like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem likely to me.
Well, if you're talking about getting rid of the anonymity of the Internet, to some extent they can already track you if they really want to. But I think they're going to have trouble putting a filter system in place and getting that past the American people. There is still a certain level of freedom that the American people expect, and I don't think the government saying, we're going to put a filtration system in place to edit your news is really going to fly in the United States anytime soon. I don't see how you can make the case for terrorism, protections from terrorism being justification to filter what all Americans see online.
I can't see how you could make the case that Americans would stand in line like cattle and allow the TSA to go through their bags every time they want to take a trip somewhere. Mm. But, in fact, we do. And
you already had airport security beforehand, though. You're talking about imposing the government on something where it hasn't really been at all in the past.
Well, they did pass the Homegrown Terrorism Act, wasn't it a few months ago, I guess, or late 2007, which sort of initially targeted the Internet as a place where these homegrown terrorists, as they called them, are cultivated. And so all they really need to do is find some so-called terrorist, somebody they'll label as a terrorist, and find his blog posts or something like that and say, see, they're planning terrorist attacks on the Internet. This is why we need control. We can't just allow free speech on this Internet thing anymore. And then, of course, the American people will be scared and frightened of the evil terrorist threat, and they'll say, please, government, take my Internet freedom as long as I can be safe from terror.
I don't know. I just get more power. It's easier for them to use it. I don't know.
I don't think China does a terribly good job. I mean, they might be able to keep most the general public from getting access to the real Internet, but I'm not sure. If you had a satellite connection, would you be able to get online with a foreign Internet service provider?
Likely.
Via a satellite link?
Maybe. I have no idea how all that works.
Because
there's always going to be workarounds. I mean, even in China, there are underground cafes that have somehow transversed the filters, and you can get unfiltered access in China if you know where to go and you know the right people. So it is possible to work around these things. It's just your average American isn't going to be able to or have the desire to. But to back up what you said, Nick, here's a story out of Australia. The Rudd government has branded as a failure the $85 million software filter scheme to protect young Australians from online pornography and will review its future. The communications minister is assessing the Net Alert program, which will come under scrutiny at the Senate Estimates hearing soon. The filter scheme was a central feature of the Howard government's $189 million Net Alert program, launched last August to address the perceived threat of online sexual predators and unsavory content to young Internet users. So it's probably going to be one or the other, or maybe both. You know, the idea that there's these sexual predators out there, so we need to keep kids safe, and the idea that there's these homegrown terrorists out there, so we need to protect everybody from running across bomb-building instructions. We'll look in a little more as to what happened in Australia and why their system's failing, because it is an indicator of what might happen here. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And I believe it's on just about everything. New items, used items. Occasionally I'll get an email in, as I did last night, from somebody wanting to know if the item they're purchasing is included. Odds are good, yes. In this case, somebody emailed asking if they purchase MP3 downloads from Amazon, which they just offer so much stuff. I don't even know what they offer. There's so much on Amazon. So I went and I checked, because I can't see exactly what you order, but I can see what everyone orders all in the same list.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and looked, and sure enough, if you purchase an MP3 download from Amazon, we'll get a percentage of that. In fact, it's a pretty good percentage. It's a flat fee of, I think, like 10% on the MP3 downloads.
About as good as we get from them.
And he said the reason why, and I don't have the email in front of me right now, but he said the reason why he switched to Amazon, he used to use iTunes,
mm-hmm.
but apparently there's some digital rights management that goes on with iTunes, like they lock down the downloads that you get in some way. Don't ask me. I never bought anything through iTunes, so I
certainly shouldn't ask me.
Right, but they apparently lock down your downloads with this digital rights management stuff. And from what I understand, Amazon doesn't have that problem. So you get, I guess, better downloads from Amazon service, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So if you're looking for MP3s, or you want to buy a CD and have it physically delivered to you, we'll get a percentage on all of it. Once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. That's where you want to start your shopping. Now, we were talking about the failure of the Australian government's $85 million software filter scheme. They were looking to protect young people from online pornography, and now they're reviewing its future. Apparently, it was actually part of a $189 million net alert program that was launched last August to address the perceived threat of online sexual predators and unsavory content to young internet users. A multi-million dollar advertising blitz followed, including a booklet delivered to every household across the nation. It was expected 2.5 million households would take up the free porn-blocking filters within 12 months, but only 144,000 filter products have been downloaded or ordered on CD-ROM since August of last year. So they were a little under expectations there by a significant percentage.
The Department of Broadband Communications and the Digital Economy has estimated about 29,000 of these accessed filter products were still being used, less than 2% of the target they had set. The program has clearly failed, despite over $15 million being spent in advertising to support it. By the way, it's all taxpayer dollars they're spending. Labor has always said that the PC filtering is not a standalone solution to protecting children from online dangers. The government has a comprehensive cyber safety plan that includes the implementation of mandatory ISP-based filtering to deliver a filtered feed to all homes, schools, and public internet points. Now, the last time we talked about this program, they were talking about making it so everyone by default gets the filtered internet, mm-hmm. and that you'd have to contact your internet service provider and say, I would like the unfiltered internet in order to actually get access to it. So it seems to me that that's the foot in the door for the government, that they are already beginning the process of regulating at the internet service provider level, but they aren't making it mandatory for everybody to be under their thumb at this point. They're just getting the ISPs to comply with their demands, and then at any time they want to, I mean, once the ISPs are complying with their first set of demands, any old time they want to, they can just come down with a new set of rules. So, pretty disturbing. But the filtering software that they were, delivering to the households was not as successful as they'd expected it to be. The Australian Communications and Media Authority would examine all aspects of ISP-level filtering with a laboratory trial completed by the end of June this year, followed by a pilot test in a real-world environment. 16-year-old Tom Wood, a.k.a. the porn cracker who shot to national prominence when he showed that the new NetAlert filters could be bypassed by any savvy teenager in a matter of minutes, said the scheme had been a waste of time and money. The schoolboy said, although these are amongst the best PC-based filters available, it didn't take long for teens to work out how to bypass them. And
the thing is you're trying to regulate, you're trying to get adults on the internet to regulate kids on the internet, and the kids are far more savvy than the adults are, so it's very difficult.
They're fighting a losing battle here, but that won't stop them from trying, and again, the ISPs will roll over.
And the hackers seem to be just excellent at this stuff. I mean, when you look at Microsoft, the biggest computer company in the world, and one of the biggest companies the world has ever seen, they can't. Their software is cracked before they release it.
It's true. Although amongst the best PC-based filters, we bypassed them. Opposition communications spokesman said the government was rushing to criticize the NetAlert program to set the scene for a harebrained, half-baked policy dreamt up in the lead-up to an election. NetAlert's a program which is relatively new, as is the minister to his role, and I'm sure he would like a little more than 6 months or so before the public decide if he's been a failure or not. Proper supervision should be front and center of any efforts to protect children from inappropriate material on the internet. I agree with that.
We had that beforehand, and it was free. We didn't have to spend billions of dollars in order to get this crap that doesn't do anything.
Supported by additional tools such as content filters, not some mandatory and ill-conceived clean feed measure by a government that believes only it has the authority to decide what's appropriate or inappropriate content for computer users. And, of course, I agree with that sentiment. It should be up to parents. If the parents, set of parents doesn't care enough to filter their children's internet feed, then it should not be any of anyone else's business. Each parent should be able to decide this for themselves and for their children. But government is never satisfied with that. Government is never satisfied just allowing you to live life how you want to live it.
Right.
There's some
always, bad decisions.
Right. There's
sure
always some moralist in there that knows best for you and knows what's right for your family and is going to enforce it on you with a threat of violence. Or in this case, it's a threat of violence against the internet service provider. That's the direction they're going in. So
they're using government money to do it, too, and that's violence, threat of violence.
What's interesting about this story is they offered these filters to every household in Australia. A brochure went out to every household.
That wasn't cheap.
Saying, here, look at this new filtering software. You can get it. Just tell us you want it, and we'll send it to you. And only 144,000 people gave it a try. Of those 144,000, only 29,000 are still using the product. So it was just a tremendous failure. So despite the fact that Australians, the people that they were targeting, actively rejected this program, actively rejected this idea. They, by their non-response, they told the government, we don't want this. Mm-hmm. Leave us alone. We're fine with our internet as it is. How does the government see that? Oh, this is a failure. We're going to have to go to the ISP level and have them crack down. So the fact that people don't want it, very clearly don't want it, has simply spurred the government on to do more. These guys will not stop until they control every and micromanage every single aspect of your personal life and your business.
And your pocketbook. I mean, everybody's, we've got to pay for this. The Australians, in this case, have to pay for it. But you know that the United States could just as easily come up with this cockamamie plan. And likely they will, especially if Australia has any kind of success with it. You know, you've got to pay for it, so they hire more bureaucrats. It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So look for more of this, because this is only the very beginning of government's efforts to control things online. I mean, China has been successful with it. Australia is moving in that direction, and you've got politicians here in America that are throwing out the idea.
Well, I think that I don't think China's the perfect example simply because of, you know, they don't make as much money as we do and therefore can't spend as much money on internet and that kind of thing. So a lot of people
aren't. Internet's huge in China. Huge.
I'm thinking that there's not as many people who have the disposable time and the ability to crack and all that stuff as
we do. If they're living on a farm, yeah, they probably don't have internet access. But the people in the urban centers of China, as I understand it, are incredibly connected.
Okay.
Can you imagine? You get access to all this information that you've never seen before. I mean, this is something that's just revolutionary over there.
I'd rather have internet than television, I can tell you that. So, yes, yeah. I can see the people would want it.
It's caught on. Like, I think there are more. I'm pulling this one out from my memory. It may be incorrect, but I believe there are more people using the internet in China than there are here.
I thought the numbers were I thought they were approaching our numbers total.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty close
they're
to what I
there.
Heard. But, yeah, they pretty much tie us for
I bet if you look at the urban centers, there. I bet if you look in the urban centers, it might be higher numbers. Like if you exclude the rural areas.
Oh, yeah.
And all the people there.
Yeah.
Well, what about our rural areas? Can we exclude them, too?
I don't know.
And then show our numbers?
800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line for you. Hour number two is on the way. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, how to translate the speech of bureaucrats. What is it that they mean when they say the things they say? We'll get to that. Take your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.